This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and it appears that the 2016 election is becoming a real battle over the U.S. Constitution, of all things. Candidates have already been arguing over President Obama overreaching on immigration and health care, and now another constitutional argument over whether the president should actually do what the Constitution says is his duty, to nominate a replacement for the late Associate Justice Antonin Scalia. Republican candidates say it would be wrong for the president to nominate a replacement. It's too close to the election, they say. And the appointments the president has already made during his two terms are radical liberals, and it would be wrong to give him another chance at such a nominee. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he'll block any attempt by President Obama to nominate a Supreme Court justice. Is this a legitimate debate right now? Can we even ask such a question in this anything-goes campaign? And what if senators up for re-election this year? How much of a risk are they taking by lining up to be a part of this Supreme Court blockade? Joining me now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So the senators at risk, up for re-election, have they said much about this? Are they keeping their heads down? Are they worried at all?
I don't know if they're worried, but almost all of them have said something. And they have to be worried because this is a big complication with potential risks and potential rewards for re-election all over it, not to mention the presidential, which we, of course, have to talk about. Now, John, you're referring, of course, to the five Republican senators who are defending their seats in states where Barack Obama won twice.
Right.
They're really trying to defend, and this relatively narrow now 54-46 Senate majority that Mitch McConnell enjoys that makes him majority leader, that's at stake here in 2016, in addition to all the presidential stuff. So people like Rob Portman in Ohio, Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania didn't say anything at first when Mitch McConnell said, not that President Obama can't nominate someone, by the way, but that we won't consider that person and we will block that person. At first, none of them said anything. And since, each of them has said, no, I'm on board. This is a good idea. We should wait until there's a new president to consider a new Supreme Court nominee. The stakes are just too high. The fifth person who hasn't said anything substantive about this at all, Mark Kirk, Republican senator of Barack Obama's home state in Illinois, who is in a very tough race for re-election. He hasn't said whether or not he thinks this is a good idea, but he's not going to get the chance to buck it because it looks like Mitch McConnell is going to block any nomination Barack Obama makes, and all the most powerful senators, John, are behind him all that. The most important senator in all of this, of course, is Ted Cruz, the conservative of Texas, who's in a pitch battle with Donald Trump for the presidential nomination.
Well, Cruz is in a battle in the primary right now, and he's playing to the base in the primary election. But I'm wondering if the tone of this campaign commercial, which is against Donald Trump, even though there's echoes of Barack Obama in this, if the tone of this commercial helps these senators or actually makes them even more worried. Listen.
Life, marriage, religious liberty, the Second Amendment. We're just one Supreme Court justice away from losing them all.
Would President Trump ban partial birth abortion?
Well, look, I'm very pro-choice.
But you would not ban it?
No.
We cannot trust Donald Trump with these serious decisions.
If Ted Cruz turns this whole election into that kind of social issue campaign, does that work in the battleground states that you've just enumerated here with these senators up for grabs?
John, we're about to find out, because I think in many ways what you're seeing with the potential Supreme Court nomination in Ted Cruz is really analogous to the government shutdown fights of 2013, that the leadership of the Republican Party really didn't want. Ted Cruz forced their hand. What's the subtext? We need to get conservatives rallied behind us and get them out to vote. And now, if Ted Cruz's candidacy itself wasn't testing that theory, a Supreme Court fight tests it to the nth degree. Ted Cruz is really the one leading this charge that says we will not consider any Obama nominee, and not just in the primary. As you rightly point out, this is Cruz's theory for the general election. I don't need moderate voters. I don't need 6% in purple states. I'm going to rally evangelical and other conservatives to my cause. Blocking a nominee, making this race about the Supreme Court, conservatives have a long history of rallying right behind the importance of the Supreme Court and social and ideological issues there. But you have to look at the Democratic side too. And this fight, don't forget, it's Barack Obama who gets to choose the rallying point. The Senate may never confirm that person before the election, but Obama gets to choose who Democrats get to rally around and who Republicans have to fight against. And that's a risk for Ted Cruz.
But this could be a setup. We've only got 30 seconds. I mean, what if Barack Obama just nominates somebody who's kind of conservative and moderate?
And challenges the Senate to block that person,
right,
or chooses somebody who people can really rally around,
right,
and Democrats can make the point, hey, we're just trying to govern. This was Mitch McConnell's point the whole time. We can govern. Now that's getting upended. That's the risk involved in this. Mitch McConnell's message for the last year is, hey, we passed highway bills. We can govern. All of a sudden, we're not going to consider any nominees. That could be a huge advantage for a Democrat. And as it is on the Democratic side, a fight over electability and the importance of the court has to be advantage Hillary at this point, John. So you can see lots and lots of risks and benefits woven all through this thing.
High stakes. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You bet, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.